Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7. Time now for the gossip.
You like that gossip?
It's the Celebrity Buzz with a freaking Rica on Power 101.7.
All right, 8:41, Jessica's Celebrity Buzz. We're live, Bill and Jessica Show TV, up on our TikTok at Power 101.7 FM. Guess what you got today?
All right, so a few things. Disney has agreed to pay $10 million to resolve this Federal Trade Commission lawsuit over alleged violations of children's privacy rules on YouTube. Under the settlement, Disney must pay the civil penalty, obtain parental consent before collecting data from the viewers under the age of 13, and create a review process for content labeling. The FTC said that the order will change how Disney designates videos.
Okay, speaking of Disney, I want to ask you, have you heard about the illegal Disney footage?
No.
You have not? Mm-mm. Okay, this has nothing to do with what you were talking about.
Okay.
But that reminded me because Tracy was showing me this on TikTok.
Yeah.
And I became like obsessed with watching these videos.
All right. Yeah.
Don't tell John Schmidt, but I became obsessed with watching these videos. So basically, there was an employee at Disney. This is just, you know, me giving you a little summary of what's going on because there's so many different things. So there was an employee, a girl who worked for Disney. And one of the rules in her contract was when you're backstage at Disney, when you're on any employee area at Disney, you're not allowed to take pictures or film. That's just like a thing. That's a written rule at Disney.
Right.
Okay. Well, she was in the employee parking lot at Disney, and she did a video in her car. Okay, you couldn't really see like behind her, mm-hmm. but it's in the parking lot. Could have been any parking lot or whatever, but she's like, oh, first day at Disney. I guess she's a blogger or whatever. Okay, well, apparently someone told on her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and she ended up eventually getting let go.
Mm-hmm.
They made an excuse, said it was for another reason, whatever, but she had to go meet with, you know, Disney employees, and they said it was based on performance and all this. So anyway, So it started a thing on TikTok. Again, I'm like skating over all these other details in between just to get to. It started a thing on TikTok that people are posting videos now of behind the scenes at Disney.
Oh.
Okay, so there's videos on TikTok of like what they call the underground area, what they call the forbidden, you know, area where guests and people aren't supposed to see,
mm-hmm.
with like a lot of the characters and all that.
Yeah.
Things that characters, you know, do when they're switching out and all this. But there's a whole hashtag illegal Disney, and you can go on and you can see things like behind the scenes that you're not supposed to see.
Well, what's like the most interesting thing that you've came across?
I mean, it's just weird seeing like, you know, Mickey and Minnie with their, you know, heads off, and, you know, like some of the things like employee area. It really looks like a regular employee area, you know, on some of the videos, but just some of the behind the scenes.
But now you can see behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I mean, we've talked before where they have this underground Disney and where the characters go, where the trash even goes. Like they have to work underground.
Like Mickey can't, like you're supposed to go under to get from one area to another in the tunnels and all that. You're not supposed to, you know, Mickey's not supposed to walk across the
I get it.
The park in front of everybody.
So now these videos are trending where we can see the behind the scenes.
Yeah, and it's not a lot, but there are some, you know, where you like look and you see,
mm-hmm.
and more people are catching on, like ex-employees and all that who have all these pictures and video
and videos
in their phone,
where they can
and they're posting
expose.
Them. Yeah. So there's, I didn't see any kids in cages or nothing like that.
Here he goes. Yeah. That's why I said, well, what's the most interesting thing that you've seen? None of that, obviously.
No kids in cages and, you know, like different, you know, conspiracies that you've heard over the years.
We've talked about all of those conspiracies.
You know, it's real funny. Somebody actually inboxed me the other day. It was like, Bill. And I don't know who it is. And I appreciate you guys inboxing me and hitting me up. Bill, why all of a sudden are you into all these conspiracies?
Uh-oh.
I've always been into them.
Always.
I've always been into them.
Bill loves to entertain.
Yes. And that's what it is.
All the stories.
That's what it is.
He does.
But Yeah, that it's interesting. If you go on TikTok and you type in illegal Disney, mm-hmm. and there's a whole bunch of videos of behind the scenes okay. and underneath and all that. So, and then you can watch actually the girl who originally posted the TikTok outside in the employee parking lot, you know, talks and gives her story and tells you the whole thing. And she says, and look, there's people who, this is what, like my wife and I were talking about it, like, when you sign and you work for Disney, I guess you sign a contract, mm-hmm. and in there it says absolutely under no circumstance are you allowed to film or take pictures when you're on our property in any employee area. Mm-hmm. Okay. She says, well, I was in the car. Nobody knows. But again, yeah. you're in an employee area, whether nobody knows or not. You're not supposed to do that. You're breaking the yeah. rules no matter what.
Well, why is it hashtagged illegal Disney?
Because
like, is there something illegal going on?
They're posting these. You're not supposed to. Like, that's the part.
Got it. Okay. That's the part.
I guess the illegal part is you're breaking yeah. the
and,
rules.
I mean, it's also intriguing and people will click it and follow it and see yeah. what's going on. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
I just didn't know if you had any juice.
I'll just show
scoop.
You. This is like some behind the scenes.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's stuff going on at Disney. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Some of the employees backstage, you know.
Right.
You see them taking off the costume. That's like a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to.
But it is underground, right?
Yeah. These are just some of the employees. A lot of it's employees acting dumb, mm-hmm. you know, like, or acting like there's some inappropriate stuff.
Right.
That
right,
some
right.
of the employees are doing in yeah. the mascot costume. Mm-hmm. And but because it's a Disney costume, you don't see that.
Yes.
You know, yeah. that's the crazy part.
And they're in the yeah, employee area. Okay.
Yeah, this is an employee area. I'm just showing Jess a video here.
Dancing. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, again, this is just people acting dumb, you know, just employees or whatever.
But when they go out into the crowd, they put on a show, and they do everything the right way.
It says, warning, will ruin Disney magic, you know, like some of this stuff. Yeah, like mm-hmm. you see this, and really, you're not supposed to see this. You've never seen this. This is like a crazy thing. Mm-hmm. Some of the mascots misbehaving. There's some, right. yeah, like, yeah, here.
Oh, my goodness.
Like this.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know. Like some of the stuff.
Oh my God!
Hold on, is that a kid? Is that?
Oh my God!
Is that a kid?
Bill,
kid in a cage.
Stop it!
I'm kidding.
Stop it!
Bill, how can you joke about that? So anyway, there's a lot. Oh yeah, you see that?
Oh,
you know where you got like the princess yeah, yeah, yeah. like with her leg up on Mickey, yes. like that kind of stuff. You know, there's a lot of that kind of stuff.
Oh my so, gosh!
Illegal wow. Disney, the hashtag on TikTok. Mm-mm-mm.
Gotta look into all that.
Yeah. What else is going on, Jess?
All right. Also, Diddy. The feds using the wrong definition of prostitution. He says, acquit me or give me a new trial. Mm. So he's still at it. Diddy is firing back at federal prosecutors who are opposed to throwing out his conviction on Mann Act charges in his criminal case. He says Uncle Sam is using the wrong definition of prostitution to prosecute him under the Mann Act and says that he deserves at minimum a new trial. In new legal documents obtained by TMZ, Diddy's legal team is taking shots at the feds as they try to make the case against the judge to change Diddy's Mann Act conviction to an acquittal or give him a new trial. Diddy says that prosecutors are using the modern definition of prostitution to apply the Mann Act, a federal law that was enacted way back in 1910 when it also is known as the White Slave Traffic Act, he said. His defense says that the court should be using the 1910 definition of prostitution, not the 2025 definition. And Diddy says back in 1910, a prostitute was a woman who had relations outside of marriage. He says that the feds' position in that prostitution for hire is the old meaning and that it's past and broader than that. Diddy says that feds didn't even really prove that he paid male escorts to have relations with his girlfriends, and he once again is arguing that the men were paid for their time. He also again says that this is not kosher. The defense says that the court should grant an acquittal in Diddy's case, or at least give him a new trial. Diddy was acquitted on July 2nd of racketeering and sex trafficking charges, and a jury found him guilty on two lesser charges of transporting people for the purposes of prostitution under the Mann Act. Diddy filed a motion a couple weeks ago after the motion has now come down and the clock is ticking. Diddy is set to be sentenced on October the 3rd, so 1 month from now.
What's going to happen?
I don't know, but his lawyers are now back at it, fighting for him. Crazy, right? And Donald Trump making the headlines with Rosie O'Donnell. I know that we talked about this before, but now things are really heating up. Don and Rosie, they are back at it on social media once again, this time after the president reminded followers that he is giving serious thought to revoking the actress's U.S. citizenship.
Stop.
Mm-hmm. He reignited their feud.
By the way, that's called trolling, y'all. That's called trolling.
He reignited this feud yesterday on Truth Social, posting an unflattering photo of his enemy while telling supporters, "She is not a great American and is, in my opinion, incapable of being so." Rosie clapped back, and she said, you know, a few things that I won't mention on here, but they are now going back and forth. She also had a response referring to the Jeffrey Epstein victims who gathered at Capitol Hill on Wednesday alongside a mix of lawmakers to demand more transparency and the release of more files in regard to Epstein and his criminal circle. She also shared several posts in support of the push throughout the day. So many people believe that Trump's name is listed as a client on these infamous files. And right now, there's no dirt that has come out. So we'll see what happens. But Rosie moved to Ireland just ahead of Trump's inauguration this year and is in the process of obtaining her Irish citizenship as she has Irish grandparents. In March, she said that she would consider returning to America when it is safe for all citizens to have equal rights.
Wait a minute. Not this picture.
That's what he put up.
Wait a minute. Did you see the picture?
I see it.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry.
And there's a few things that went back and forth not want to mention, but that's what he put up.
Wait a minute. Not this picture.
Yes.
Wait a minute. I'm going to show the camera here. Bill and Jessica Show TV.
Yes, he did.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. With the caption, as previously mentioned, we are giving serious thought to taking away Rosie O'Donnell's citizenship.
Again, trolling.
And that's the picture he put up.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yes.
I can't.
Yep.
I can't.
So they are feuding. They're going back and forth. And it's a thing.
E53 Throwback Thursday continues. The free-